Welcome to the Think Fit, Be Fit podcast, part of the Think Fit, Be Fit podcast network, where we put the power of dynamic fitness back in your hands one mental rep at a time. Effective thinking for potent fitness. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Think Fit, Be Fit podcast. I'm sitting here with the co-chair of the Razzle Dazzle contingent of Impact Your Fitness and the Think Fit, Be Fit podcast, Angela Dameline.
Hello, everyone.
I'm Jennifer Schwartz. And today we have Courtney Otten. Okay, got it. If you're from the Northeast, it's Otten. Okay. Welcome. You're tuning in from Delaware. Is that right?
I've recently moved 20 minutes away to Pennsylvania, but we're still in the same exact area pretty much.
Great. I wanted to have you on today so we could really talk about a perspective in health that has changed me permanently, which is an interesting carbon technology and just a way of life, which is parasite cleansing. There's no way to beat around the bush on that one. And, you know, how you coach people through it. I didn't have a whole lot of support. Sometimes I just want everybody to do a cleanse every other month or something. Yeah. Something once. I even went so far as to started buying people a lymphatic drainage activator.
Love.
As these wonderful gifts, the gifts that keep draining. I can't wait to get into it with you. Please introduce yourself. Tell us about your new podcast and maybe like one of your new programs or what you've been up to on the World Wide Web.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Parasite cleansing.
I am so thrilled to be here. I know last time we chatted, we had such a good conversation talking about everything in your world. And now, you know, switch it on its head. You can find me on social media at The Rooted in Health. And so that ties into my podcast is The Rooted in Health Radio. It's just me, my brand. And we talk about all things health, healing the physical body, healing the energetic, emotional body. And I love it so much. It pains me to hear that like you didn't get that much support when parasite cleansing, because I feel like there's so many people like you out there where they're just like told like do this, do that, and don't get enough support. So that's also why I created Total Gut Reset, which is where I do a full 12-week parasite cleansing course with whoever wants to join it, right? You get bi-weekly Q&A calls with me and the protocols and then the support and the education around it, because I think that it's really important to understand why you're doing what you're doing. Obviously, right? Like, okay, so we'll take it back, right? Why parasite cleansing? most people just think that parasites are so uncommon. You only get them in undeveloped countries. We don't have them here. We're clean, right? But that's not necessarily the case. Parasites are, I'm not going to say, they're just like, they're trendy now. I'm going to be honest. They're all over like functional social media. Yeah. Which I love that there's some light brought to them, but I think that people need to understand a little bit more about like why, right? Like we can get them in unwashed produce, unwashed fruits and vegetables, unfiltered water. You're deworming your animals and then they're rubbing their butts all over your surfaces, right? Like I don't mean to get a little graphic here, but
Did you hear that, Bowie? He's underneath the table.
You're like, your why, parasite cleanse.
Yeah. He's my why.
Yeah.
Period.
And it's fine. I literally tell people that. I'm like, we're not saying get rid of your animals. I love that. Keep your animals. We love them. They're emotional support. They're the best. But like, okay. So we also need to deworm ourselves from time to time, because when they get an opportunity to like go pathogenic. So if there's just like an influx of parasites, that can happen when your immune system's suppressed. That can happen if you just have a burden of toxins in your body, like an influx of just too many toxins. Yeah, then parasites are able to thrive because they are a pathogen in large numbers, right? In small numbers, they can exist like anything in the body, in the immune system, because your body can ward it off. There's no like big issues there. And so that's why it's so important to, like you said, regularly parasite cleanse. I mean, ideally, getting you to parasite cleanse at all would be number one goal. But if we could do more than that, I do tell people, like, just a full moon cleanse a couple times a year, just to, like, you know, everything at bay. There's nothing wrong with maintenance. We do maintenance in a lot of things in our life, yet somehow we think that, like, health I don't know. The misconceptions about health are wild to me sometimes, that people just think that, like, we need instant gratification, or you do something once and then you're healed for the rest of your life. And I would love for that to be the case, but maintenance stuff's important too.
I love, Angela has this saying to people, it's like a blessing and a curse to be like these super adapting, you know, biological creatures. How do you say it?
The good news is we adapt. The bad news is we adapt.
Love that.
So this is a common theme. What you're talking about around here is that, you know, we brush our teeth every day, hopefully, right? Yeah. Or other things that we maintain. So why do we have this idea that certain things can just go unchecked? So I love that you're bringing this up.
Yeah, it's so wild to me. I fully agree with you. Like, there's just some things that we are okay with maintenance and we understand it, right? Like, you tune up your cars, things like that. And then other things, you're like, why do I have to do maintenance parasite cleanse? And I'm like, it's like days out of your life every year. It's like 2 weeks out of your life every single year.
It is literally like if you're well hydrated and able to, you know, activate the lymphatic system, it is literally days, which you should be interested in your lymphatic system. I mean, I want to go there. That's my car noise. And but first I want to say, how does a influx of toxins and parasites and or heavy metals impact your fitness, right? And I'll say, as the neuromuscular therapist, it will wreak havoc. It's just like very straightforward. It will hurt your muscles that are also innervated in the gut. So there's this group of muscles. A lot of people know them, like the iliopsoas, the psoas muscles, and also your ability to relax. And so one of the things that we talk about all the time at Impact Your Fitness and on the Think Fit is that in order to get the gains, your body has to be, your nervous system has to be flexible enough to go between parasympathetic and sympathetic, meaning the muscle metabolic pathway changes and your blood flow and your hormones, they all become a part of that feedback system. And a lot of people that are in high sympathetic or not able to relax are not going to get a lot out of the gym at all. If at best they're wasting their time listening to music, at worst they're doing more damage on the multiple metabolic pathways to your brain and, gosh, of course, your hormones. And so anyways, so that's how it impacts your fitness. That's why we're talking about this. I'm constantly working on people's psoas eyes muscles. I made up that plural. I don't know. Psoas group of muscles. And Angela and I are constantly on this, like, preaching evangelical journey, mission, to help people understand this nervous system flexibility. The influx of parasites impacts all of that. And so it's, and I tell people, the clients here, that it's worth investigating. It's worth in just investing time, because also, like, if there's like mold, toxins, heavy metals, parasites, they all like make little smurf villages in your body. And anyways, so can you please comment on that? And then we can talk. I think lymphatics is a great place to go after that.
Yeah. I literally just recorded a podcast the other day. It's going to go live in like a little. Well, it'll be live by the time this is about the nervous system and how it impacts your health. Because like you said, a healthy nervous system can vacillate between stress and parasympathetic, sympathetic, right? Like, that's a healthy nervous system. But if there are too many toxins, that increases what we like to call your stress bucket of your body, right? Your body can properly drain the toxins out of the stress bucket if there aren't too many stressors in there. And so when you're adding the parasites, the mold, the metals, et cetera, your toxin bucket's overflowing. And that gets to a point where people are typically in a chronically stressed out state. Like, they're in a sympathetic state. They're in a sympathetic dominant state. They struggle to relax. They struggle to bring themselves back into that parasympathetic state. And it is so important to heal your physical body. If you're having any digestive issues, you can only digest in a parasympathetic state. If you're having any hormone issues, right? will only have proper hormone reproduction in a parasympathetic state, because when you're in that sympathetic state 24/7, your body is utilizing what it thinks it needs to, because it thinks you're being chased by a bear, for lack of better terms. It thinks that you're actually being threatened by something that could kill you, which you're not, right? You're just sitting there anxious. And so it recruits all of the necessary tools to get you, you know, alive, to keep you alive, to run, whatever it would be. And so you're not digesting. Hair growth is going out the window. Hormone production's also going out the window too, if you're in that sympathetic state, because it's just not seemed as it's not necessary for your physical body, which it's not, right? Like if you're running, you don't need to digest, you don't need hormone, you don't need to make a baby. Like, it totally makes sense. But, and similarly, like you said, if people are in a stressed out state 24/7 because they have too many toxins in their body, you know, they're eating junk food, they have all these other toxins, they're not pooping, so they're not properly draining. Like, that's the draining of the stuff out, is the pooping, the lymphatic system, whatever. And they're getting to a point where their body can't recover again because they're in this stressed out state 24/7. Muscle recovery is also in that parasympathetic state because, again, if your body thinks that you are being chased by a bear, it doesn't matter if you can recover. It just matters that you're okay in the here and now. And so I hope that answered your question. I know I get a little long-winded because then I, you know, it weaves into other things.
Yeah. Took us on the parasympathetic, sympathetic journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when we get into like the drainage pathways or the lymphatic system and stuff like that. So I love the drainage pathways. They are truly one of my favorite topics because I think that a lot of people try and do like boxed cleanses on their own and they don't realize that the number one thing that you have to do before any sort of cleanse, parasite cleanse, mold cleanse, whatever you want to call it, is drainage. If you're not properly removing toxins from your body, there's no point in going in and killing stuff because then it's just recirculating. It's going to create honestly more problems than you even have to begin with. So the drainage pathways, I mean, everyone knows pooping first and foremost, right? That's how we release a lot of toxins from our body. And then we also have the liver and the bile ducts. It's our second largest detox organ besides our skin, right? The skin just protects us on a daily basis. And then the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system, again, I feel like it's trendy, but in the best way. Like, I love when these things are getting brought to the forefront, like by mainstream people on social media, because I'm like, good. These things need to be talked about, right? Everyone's getting these lymphatic drainage massages and so surprised because they look so snatched and they're skinnier because the lymph fluid is just holding on to excess toxins in your body. And the lymphatic system particularly does not have a central pump, right? So when you think about your cardiovascular system, your heart's the central pump. So your heart's pumping the blood throughout your body. There is nothing pumping your lymphatic system. So it literally does not move unless you do, unless you're either doing dry brushing, you're moving, you're rebounding. You can see my rebounder in the background.
Oh, yeah, that's what that is. Yeah. I thought it was your portal to another space and time.
Honestly, that too.
It doubles.
Yeah. Where are you? I just was rebounding. Wow, it's crazy.
What dimension am I in? Where am I? Oh, right. The one where people need help pooping.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that that's what people don't focus on with the lymphatic system. That's why, like, it's trendy now because people are finally realizing that, like, unless we do something about it, and a lot of the times in your daily life, muscular contractions move your lymphatic system. You're walking, you're moving, you're lifting. Those things do move your lymphatic system. But if you're someone who ends up with sluggish drainage pathways and the lymphatic system's one of those, you might have to add a little oomph, a little extra, a little some supplements or some lymphatic massages or saunas or rebounding.
Thank you for bringing this up. So we talk multiple times a week about the distinction between extra weight and lymphatic fluid and inflammation. Like, it comes as a shock to people who think, oh, I'm overweight or I need to lose weight, I'm fat. And it's like, actually, this is lymphatic, what is the word? Stagnation, right? And so just like what you're saying, opening up those pathways and getting things moving. I love that you made that connection to being snatched, right? And really getting things flowing because people, it's just a complete and total paradigm shift. We're like, actually, if I relax, I'm going to get better results. I'm going to look the way that I like to look, you know, as a secondary byproduct of the improved functioning. Mm-hmm. So over here, we're all about improving function, and then the form must follow from there. I would love to hear a little bit more about how people can look at their poop and evaluate their poop. And like some people, it's really scary because they're like, I poop every third day.
I know.
Or once. What is it? Yes, please help us, help everyone understand what their rhythm should be. And yes.
That's a good place. It's a good starting point.
Right. That is a great starting point. Poop is one of my favorite subjects. And it's so funny because like people know that in social settings, they can ask me about their poop now, but whatever. So if we're talking about what like it looks like to be regular, regularly going to the bathroom is 1 to 3 times a day. You should be pooping every single day for optimal function of your body. And I know that people will be like, well, my doctor said I can poop every third day. And I'm like, well, that your doctor isn't focusing on you.
No, somebody said that to
you're
you.
Not being, that's not being healthy. That's not optimal. Like people have said that to me. I'm like, well, your doctor thrives on you being sick. Sorry.
Yeah. There you go. There you have it.
Yeah.
Just because it's normal doesn't, just because that's what people are experiencing doesn't mean it's normal or healthy.
No.
Yeah. I had, you know, yeah. My, when I was first relieved of my bloating that was so chronic, I just couldn't believe how long it was just normal for me to accept the amount of bloating I had.
Mm-hmm.
So not like I'm the perfect poop princess.
The way I see it, I'm gonna like poop well or die trying. it is a worthwhile endeavor to optimize digestion.
You know?
And like there's just a mental clarity that comes. Anyway,
yeah,
I want to finish.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Here's to the mental clarity. Cheers.
We all know people who we're looking at and we're like, could you just like go and take a dump and come back?
No, but seriously, when people like troll me on the internet about saying that you should poop 1 to 3 times a day, I literally am like, they clearly haven't shit in a while. That's why they're so angry, right? Like they're so mad. That's just always the like me and Emily will text about it and we'll just be like, they're just so mad because they don't poop, you know? Like it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I had I was pretty mad yesterday, but then I calmed down and it happened. I rallied into calm.
Love that. So, it's optimal to be pooping 1 to 3 times a day, right? We want to live our healthiest life. No one wants to just accept suboptimal. 1 to 3 times a day. You should be going to the bathroom every single day. And then when we're looking at what your poop looks like, it should be like a well-formed log. People hate thinking about this. Because when you have little rabbit pellets and you're like, I'm pooping twice a day, but they're literally rabbit pellets. Like, there's something wrong. Like, that's not pooping 1 to 3 times a day.
We have a wonderful EP. Now he's laughing. Now I'm going to laugh. Okay, we got it out of the way.
Poop talk.
If you're not laughing and you're talking about poop, you're missing a golden opportunity. A brown opportunity.
Yes, rabbit like pellets are... Yeah, I mean, so what we mean are like these little tiny little pellets that look like rabbit food.
Yeah.
That's what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, like a dime size, a nickel size, a quarter size. You're like, I have whole charts on this that I go through with people. So I'm like, I'm used to it.
So what you're saying is that dime size rabbit thing does not count. No. As the 1 to 3.
That's not a poop. You're literally barely getting anything out of your body.
Okay. So we want the well-formed. I hear the word sausage sometimes.
Yes, that's actually probably better than log, but like, you know, log. We're like, you know, you're dropping logs, we get it.
And sinking. Sinking
yes,
logs.
Yes, sinking. So if it's floating, that usually means there's a fat digestion issue, so that typically indicates liver support and like the color should be brown. Unless you're on
something. I had the floating problem for sure.
Mm.
Yeah. And a Tudka'd my way out of it, maybe.
I was going to say, Tudka definitely helps that.
Yeah. And it makes sense. You're like, you're not digesting fats and that it's like a heavy, right? So, and not, you know, so it floats to the top.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that actually ties perfectly in like our bottom two drainage pathways. Like I say, pooping's your number one like drainage like function. Everyone should be pooping every day. And that's not to say there's never a day when I'm traveling and I don't poop. And that's great. You get back on the horse the next day. Like, it's fine. Life goes on. We're stressed sometimes. But then you move up the drainage funnel and it's your liver and your bile ducts. And our liver has so many functions in the human body. I think everyone just needs to give the liver a little bit more love. And because you were talking about Tudka, it processes hormones. It filters your blood. It takes in and detoxes your body from any toxins or supplements or meds or anything. So it's just so important, and it ties them together because your liver creates bile and it dumps the toxins into the bile, which then bind to your poop, and that's how it exits your body. That's how your liver dumps all the junk out of your body. So like, they're perfectly tied mm-hmm. together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Liver love, I think. Yeah, I hate hearing when people are like, my liver does the job and this and that. And it's just
help. Just give your liver a little boost.
So I want to kind of reminisce a little bit. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So what's like one kind of cleanse that you think for like you, in your personal experience was a waste of time?
The box articles I bought from Whole Foods. I bought so many of those, like Candida X, whatever, because I had Candida and all this stuff. The worst.
Yeah, okay. So it was like a kit.
Yeah.
Like a 4-day or something.
Yeah, and they never worked.
Expensive pee. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. What about you?
I also threw my money down the garbage with some of those boxes. But for me, I was just thinking, reminiscing about this the other day. I did a master cleanse. And that might work for some people and sometime, but it was not a good experience for me. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is that in the beginning or in the morning, I think you're supposed to drink that salt water, if I'm remembering correctly, mm-hmm. to poop. And then you drink this lemon, cayenne, maple syrup concoction.
Who's
throughout
the master?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Master cleanse.
It's like a liver flush pretty much, right?
I think
so. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Well, what's funny is that salt water, you're supposed to poop right after. I did not.
Oh, I love me some salt water.
Me too.
I was like, well, okay. So then I tried another one. I was like, still nothing. So anyway, point is.
Then usually what she'll do is she'll take a bath in it.
I do love a salt bath.
Yeah.
I love it. But for me, it was just too much. And I'm a big fan of fasting when it's appropriate. But that master cleanse, a cayenne pepper, lemonade, maple syrup thing did not suit me. And then I was like angry and I was like yelling at Isaiah and I was like, I gotta eat some food.
Yeah.
So that's my failure story.
Oh man. So mine was a longer effort. I mean, I was just doing a lot of colonics and it did help. Of course it helped mm-hmm. if I was backed up. But I wasn't getting the education on I think the bile ducts. Mm-hmm. That they were, I don't know, like clogged really. Yeah, clogged. Yeah, I had a clog in the pipes. And yeah, so that's why I was like, oh, I need these colonics. And yeah, I went down that. I mean, I was doing them for years. But I mean, they didn't help, like, I think the muscle. I think it actually may have hurt my muscle contractions down there. In the long run,
because of force,
it's not force. No, it's a light irrigation. It's not force. I don't know. It's just my guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I was because I wasn't practicing maybe contracting and pushing, and like getting the signal to go from the contractions.
Yeah.
Right,
makes sense.
Because like that, like for me, when I went through, let's say a year of using CellCore protocols, the first thing that I noticed like coming like as a healthier digesting human was I was getting a signal to go. And that as a busy gal, that was a hard, that was a problem for me. My body didn't stop to say, time to sit. You know, I just wasn't getting it. So I think the colonics may have even reinforced that, even though I was sitting there for 45 minutes. So not that I'm like anti by any means. Like the woman that I was going to, she always like says, she always comments on, you know, when she's helping someone detox that's been on a ton of pharmaceuticals, she was like, man, that is 100% necessary. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, maybe it was necessary at some point because I think a lot of my problems arose from the overuse of antibiotics and an influx of like lots of fertilizers and stuff like that. So anyways, that's my reminiscing. Thank you for indulging us. Because everyone has, I don't think people ignore this idea of cleansing. I think they just rationalize their way out of it, even though they know that it's probably a necessary thing to get 1 to 3 dumps a day.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So,
and I think about all the money I wasted on trying box protocol, box thing. Like it was like hundreds of hundreds of dollars on random supplements. That's why I created my course, because I was like, just literally don't spend those hundreds of dollars for like 2 months and you can swing it. Like I put it at a very affordable price and I'm like, listen, it's just like,
give me the money.
Yeah, I'm like, it's just worth it. It's worth it for your health. It's worth it for your investment, because I think about all of the money that I spent that just didn't pan out.
Yeah. So what does the support look like in the course? Like, are people, you know, talking about their experiences? Are you just, you know, on the go girl train? What is this like?
Go girl.
Yeah, so it's both, right? We have a like group chat for like, I put everyone in pods because I wanted to make sure that everyone felt like they could be heard and connect with people. So it's pods of like 5 to 10 people. And so we have 3 pods right now, and it'll depending on the next time when I run it. And so that you can get that adequate support. And then we also have a Q&A call every other week, so that like if you have any questions that you think only I can answer, and I do check the group chat, but if it's a long-winded question, right, I'm gonna say like wait for the Q&A call, because I can only spend so much time for every single person on that. So we have both, and they're also in the chat, so that if someone picked up something that the other person didn't, they're like, oh yeah, I know the answer to that, right? Like I listened to the module. You'll just have to wait till you actually watch it or whatever. So it's good that everyone's there in order to support each other for going through. Like there's a lot of people who have had long, long, long lasting gut issues and need, and we're not there to like trauma bond, right? But you just need people that get that you're like, this is changing my life and my identity as honestly I've existed right now. Because I know for me, when I had gut issues for so long, you try not to identify as it. And I purposely didn't tell people a lot of the times, but it's just like a challenge when you're like, this is going to shift my whole life. It's going to change it for the better, but like, it's going to be a change.
I'm glad you're saying this. We work with people that carry around their pain, carrying around their tightness, and releasing it is just not so easy for some people. Mm-hmm. Like I really embrace change. It's just exciting to me. Me and Stacey were just talking about it. Cole, how do you feel about change? Are you into it? Yeah, of course. You're 18. Yeah. It's Cole's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. And yeah, but like we were talking about one of our clients, like, you know, and just seeing them just any bit of change, like clam up.
Mm-hmm.
And but it also happens with like this identity thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So chronic. I mean, yeah, I don't.
Which talk about the connection between pooping and letting go, right? Just like letting go all of that.
That's a big one.
Deep stuff, right?
Yeah, like because I talk about the energetics of healing your physical body, truly, because I think that a lot of people, it's a physical thing. You take the supplements and it's gone. And then there's a lot of people where it's energetic, especially gut issues, constipation. A lot of people are holding on to something, emotions, something in their past, trauma, like they're just not letting go of things. And I know I've experienced in my lifetimes when I wasn't letting go of something and I was constipated, and then I'm like, oh, I know it's energetic, and I let go of the thing the next day, I'm like, fine, and we're back on track. Right? So like
hashtag I have a poop mantra,
right? It's so common. And then also if you look at the other end of the spectrum, sometimes people have loose and leaky boundaries, so that's causing digestive issues too. Like it can be on both ends of the spectrum. So I just think that's something important for people to look into too, because like I said, most people, it's a mix of both, right? There's like a lot of physical, the supplements help, but then there is that energetic or emotional perspective that also you got to look into.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I'm so glad that you address upstream and downstream, because one without the other, I mean, the emotions and the energetic inform the physical, just reiterating exactly what you're saying. And I'd love to tie that into your experience with respect to parasites and the terrain. And because I know like a big buzz thing when some, as it's trending, some people are saying, oh, well, parasites exist only as a byproduct of like what you're saying, this influx of all of this, these toxins. And, you know, I invited to think about it in terms of, if I am not sovereign in my life and making choices and putting myself in healthy situations, I'm inviting parasites physically and mentally to use life force, because we all have energy. And so am I using mine to what I choose? Am I driving the ship, driving the bus? And so I would love to, I kind of went in two different directions there, but I'd love to hear your input on like the terrain inviting parasites, I've heard that they actually help with heavy metal. Like they actually are containers of that heavy metal. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Yeah. So parasites can actually hold up to 6 times their body weight in heavy metal, up to 2 to 3 times their body weight in mold, their body weight in bacteria and fungus and candida, those sorts of things. So that's also why they're such an important piece of the puzzle, right? Like you start with drainage, you move on to parasites, and you have to kill them first, because if there's anything else that is deeper, like I said, you have to get rid of them so that they can release the junk into your system, and you can address that as well. If you're not addressing parasites first, then those things just continue to exist in your body. And as soon as you detox the other stuff, the parasites will just like empty them back into your system. So super important for that. And then the terrain versus germ theory, I love so much. I get where people say that they're like, yeah, if you have a healthy terrain, like these things can't thrive. But I mean, it isn't that simple, right? So like the idea is always to get your body to a healthy enough space where like these things don't thrive, truly. Like that's what we want to do. But there's nothing wrong with maintenance, right? Like there's nothing wrong with the maintaining and the routine cleanses after. But also, like you said, if like we are energy bodies as well, which I feel like some people just want to overlook, think that we're just like a physical vessel. And if you're just like, if you're out of balance in your life, then like the physical stuff can thrive. And I know that like me, when I first had all the gut issues in the world, it came right after I got out of a super emotionally abusive relationship. And I've had so many people come to me with like the same stories where they're like, you know, it makes sense that it was right after that. And I'm like, yeah, because we are very energetically out of balance. And so obviously you're more susceptible to things like that, because there's a lot of trauma and things that were being processed and all of that. And then I did want to point upon the fact that like parasites are, we're thinking about like everything's a frequency, everything's an energy on the scale. Like they are a lower frequency and a lower energy. So they hold on to lower frequencies and lower energies. So sometimes when people parasite cleanse, like they will notice themselves getting like angry or upset or frustrated. And then like they literally have a bowel movement and they're like, oh, I feel so much better. And I'm like, yeah, because clearly the parasites were digesting something or holding on to something that when it exited out of your body, like, okay, we feel that relief energetically, physically, all of it.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of opens the door for like the connection to mental health and
cravings that are not directed by you, but there's other
creepy.
Yeah. Have you ever read the book This Is Your Brain on Parasites?
No.
It's like directly tied into that. It's like kind of, it's a little creepy. I don't recommend it to everyone, just because like when you're reading it, you're like, oh my God, I didn't even realize that like this is what parasites can actually do to your body. And there's like a bunch of studies, mostly on bugs, obviously, and like rodents, about how like when they're infected with parasites, they go to places to be further infected by parasites and stuff like that. Or they walk slower so that they can be eaten by birds and infect the birds and things like that. Like it's a little creepy, but it's also eye opening. So you got to be in the right headspace to read it.
Oh my gosh.
I think
we get enough scary stories.
Yeah, right. You don't need them.
Yeah. The biggest takeaway I get from that is just really take responsibility, ownership, and sovereignty over my own experience.
Yes.
And then that way I can just put the horror stories to the side, because they're not relevant so much as when I hand my power over to some program. Like Jen and I talk about undoing these programs that we didn't install.
Yeah.
Ones are operating on these things. And so also, can you talk a little bit about, you sort of started are finding the best ways to coach people through the feeling worse before they feel better. Mm. So you mentioned it a little bit about like that anger coming up. Can you talk a little bit about that cleansing process? Like what that challenge of overcoming that valley of the cleanse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So typically when you add drainage in, it's not as aggressive as a valley as when people aren't. So that's the best thing that I always tell people first. I'm like, if you're feeling like absolute death, like you need more drainage, or you need to like move slower sorts of things. And that's also why I always tell people to work with someone, because when you're doing this on your own, you're going to be so confused and so lost and feel like, how did I get worse? And then through those times, if you are symptomatic, I do a lot of brain retraining in all of my courses, because I think that it's really important for anyone that's dealt with illness for an extended period of time, because you get stuck in those thought patterns that even if, like you said, even if like I didn't desire to have this in the first place, like after years of the same thing, like the thought patterns are just going to continue to repeat. So at first, right, you might not feel better. It's not always a full uphill it's not fully uphill the whole time, right? Like there's the peaks and the valleys, there's the ups and the downs. And I always tell people that in times of not feeling your best, like one, remind yourself that every single thing that you're doing every single day is contributing to your healing. Like, okay, I drank my cane coffee, it's contributing to my healing. I drank my mineral water, it's contributing to my healing, and my food and my supplements. And then there's also the reframe of like, not why is my body doing this to me, but what is it trying to tell me? Like, what's your body trying to communicate? Usually it's trying to communicate that, okay, there's something that needs to get out. Like, yes, we're like, there might be a little bit of a fight there as you're cleansing it, but it's happening because it needs like better out than in. Listen to Shrek, right? Like he knows. It's like my tagline. I'm like, better out than in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And all the energies and emotions attached with it. That's right. Yeah. Better out than in. Better transmuted.
Yeah.
Than whatever. Then on your caboose. Yeah.
That's right. And I think that there's this beautiful trust that develops when you let go. Because I think there's this lack programming of, if I don't have this,
yes,
then I won't have anything. Or then what? And it's like, well, actually, when I can really just surrender and let go. Because am I even beating my own heart? Like, am I doing these things? You know, did I wake? You know, so I'm not in control of even a fraction of what my mind thinks that I am. So why don't I just like ride that wave skillfully and not harm myself in trying to think that I can push that wave.
Mm-hmm.
And just better out than in.
Yeah. I mean, the human body is self-healing, right? Like it knows how to heal. Mm-hmm. We heal wounds, all that stuff. So like, why do we not trust it when it comes to things like gut health and stuff?
We've experimented with lots of parasite protocols that are not CellCore. I may have Bob Beck's zapper in a cart somewhere on some kind of website. We use a lot of electricity here. So naturally I'm like, well, a bug zapper. Cool. But, you know, with that said, so I started the Mycel Core journey, parasite cleansing, in early 2020, and stuck with it for like a year and a half. Then I'm like, okay, let's see what else is out there. So, you know, may have used Bowie's dewormers, may have, we've tried lots of stuff.
That's fine.
Low tech, pretty low tech stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think CellCore is really special. It's gentle and effective, which is one of my favorite combos of things.
Yeah.
Is when things are gentle and effective. So can you speak to that piece of it and why you think those are good words to describe the CellCore products?
Yeah, I fully agree, because I too dabbled in lots of parasite cleanses and lots of other things. And it was one of the only things that like works almost all of the time. Truly, I completely agree with you. So one, very gentle and effective. And I think that a lot of that speaks to the fact that drainage is addressed first so that it is gentler and you're not getting those big Herxheimer reactions because you're properly eliminating toxins out of your body. And then they are herbal blends, but they have the carbon technology, which helps it drive deeper into the cells. And, you know, a lot of their supplements cross the blood-brain barrier. So they are addressing parasites like in your whole body, which I find that a lot of other supplements are just localized in the gut.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So that's what I find more unique and just amazing about them. And I do think that one of the Para One, which is just Mimosa Pudica, works some of the best, and it's really hard to bottle. So there's only a handful of companies that actually bottle Mimosa Pudica because it's sticky. And because it scrubs the gut and it's one of the first like parasite products that you use, it's so helpful because it just scrubs the gut of like any toxins, junk, bacteria, fungus, and also parasites. And it's like a gelatinous. So it gets in the gut, it absorbs, scrubs them all, and then you'll just release it out. It's fine.
Because the part, if I understand correctly, one of the difficult things about parasites is the biofilm.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that and how that's scrubbing?
Yeah, the cottage.
Yeah. So
the Smart Village.
So biofilms are like a sticky sort of, I'll call it a gelatinous-like substance that parasites and other pathogens can encase themselves in. And either the pathogen's encasing itself in it to stay protected even when you cleanse, or your body can make its own biofilms if you just have too many toxins in it at once and it just cannot deal with it. So could it happen either way? And CT Minerals is a biofilm buster. And so it's also really important to bust any biofilms before addressing parasites, because like you said, it's like a cottage, right? Like if you're just parasite cleansing, you don't do any biofilm busting, then I'm not saying you're doing it for naught, but you're missing out on a huge piece of the puzzle. It's like not parasite cleansing before doing like a heavy metal detox, because there's still going to be parasites in your body with heavy metals, right? There's still going to be parasites just encased in biofilms.
What I hear is a really beautiful offering that you're putting together with this course and with your material is the support and the knowledge and the wisdom that you wish you would have had.
Yes.
And all of those things are so important to, I think, contribute to people getting frustrated, because they're like, oh, I did this thing, why didn't it work? Or, you know, maybe it worked for a short time. And so what I hear your work is in part is preventing people from getting frustrated and putting good after bad, so they actually save their resources and even more importantly their spirit to change.
Yeah,
spirit to change.
I was gonna say, I feel like you said that perfectly. I don't need to add.
Yeah, she's got that. That's one of her main functions here at Impact Your Fitness is the poetic. She does the poetic justice to the spirit of change.
Literally.
Well, that's a perfect place to wrap up. We've got wonderful clients here, including our holistic dentist is here to get a session.
Amazing.
I know. Like, shout out. I mean, one person who knows my parasite journey is really showed up. The weak immune system really showed up in my mouth for a long time.
So. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So
she's an angel doing God's work here.
she's doing some amazing work. And then another like celebration is we just got Cole over here to start reading The Oxygen Advantage.
Exciting.
Do you have any, as a functional health practitioner, what's your favorite like foundations health book?
So if someone has like literally no knowledge, I'll just put them on to like Food, What the Heck Should I Eat by Mark Hyman, just to like, you know, understand nutrition at all. But I think that probably my favorite foundational health book is the Book of Lymph about the lymphatic system, because a lot of people don't understand the lymphatic system.
We don't know it.
It's a good one.
Book of Lymph. Fab. And last question, very important. What is your favorite snack?
I'm a big fan of Siete's corn tortilla chips with guacamole.
Another Siete. When are they going to call us and give us money?
I mean, same. Literally, they sent me a box the other day and I almost peed myself. Don't know why. Don't know why. They just sent me a box and I was like, wow, thank you.
Oh, wow. Siete. Oh, my God.
Love.
Slay. Slay Siete. Okay, so the rooted in health. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the
on Instagram,
someone else
everywhere.
Someone else had it without the. So.
Well, Courtney, it has been so fun and lovely. I knew it would be. I'm dazzled and delighted by your parasite stories.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. This was great.
Great. All right. You got anything, any parting words, my co-chair?
I mean, any day that we get to really commune and talk about poop is a good day. So I want to say thank you for all of your insights and brilliance and serving, magical serving to the world. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening and being a part of the Think Fit, Be Fit podcast network. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. If you're interested in further resources, check out or visit our website, thinkfitbefitpodcast.com.